Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to give God just a little bit of glory. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Oh, he didn't have to.
Cross me from where, baby? What you talking about? Okay, yeah, we be open, but today I don't open till 11 o'clock. Okay, he's gone already? Oh, okay, then. I'm sorry I didn't hear because I'm doing a broadcast on Wednesday. I don't know who he was, but it was somebody probably needing some clothes, and I told him what time to come. They probably forgot. But thank you so much for telling me. Okay, if anybody else comes, just let them know I'll be up there. I usually don't get up there until about between 10:30 and 11 o'clock on Wednesday. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Okay, then. Bye-bye. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. Today, we have another exciting topic that we'll be talking about. But before we start, praise God, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you so much for another day of life on earth, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for another beautiful sunrise to enjoy, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the wonderful sound of nature from the cool breeze brushing through the trees, Lord, to the birds singing melody. God, we want to say thank you. You are a wonderful God, full of grace and mercy, dear Heavenly Father. I praise you for allowing me to see one more day to be with my family, dear Heavenly Father. I love you, Father. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we'll be doing operation of the mind of Christ in us. You know, operating of the mind of Christ in us not only explore what each one is, we cannot possess the mind of Christ at all unless we first have the Spirit of God in our heart. We have asked Jesus Christ to come into our heart and have become born again. The Spirit of the Lord is the energy source of power, the source of our life. Without God, you know, Spirit in our heart, we won't have either the agape love or the mind of Christ. So today our three tag words is going to be wisdom, understanding, and strength. And as we go through our little topic today, we want to just remind you of when I say the mind of Christ. Y'all know you're saying, how can I have the mind of Christ? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. Over in 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, it says, Paul quoted Isaiah 40 and 13 and then make a statement concerning all believers. We have the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ means sharing the pain, the plan, the purpose, and the perspective of Christ. And it is something that all believers possess. You know, having the mind of Christ means we understand God's plan in the world to bring glory to Him, to restore creation to its original splendor, and provide salvation for sinners. It means we identify with Christ's purpose to seek and to save what was lost. You know, it means we share Jesus' perspective of humility and obedience, compassion, and properly depending on God. You know, in the verse leading up to 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, we also know some truth concerning the mind of Christ. You know, the mind of Christ stands in sharp contrast to the wisdom of man. The mind of Christ involved wisdom from God, once hidden but now revealed. The mind of Christ is given to believers through the Spirit of God. The mind of Christ cannot be understood by those without the Spirit. And the mind of Christ gives believers discernment in spiritual matters. You know, in order to have the mind of Christ, one must first have saving faith in Christ. And you'll find that over in John 1 and 12. Also, 1 John 5 and 12. After salvation, the believers live a life under God's influence. You know, the Holy Spirit indeed and indwell and enlighten the believer, infusing him with wisdom, the mind of Christ. You know, the believers bears a responsibility to yield to the Spirit leading and to allow the Spirit to transform and renew his mind. You know, when you think about that, the mind of Christ. You know, who has known the mind of Christ and of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we do have the mind of Christ. Yes, we do. Some people say, well, we don't have. Yes, you are. You was made in the image of God and his likeness. And, you know, when we went to Isaiah 11, 1 and 2, it says that the mind of Christ is a divine sevenfold process that began with the Spirit of the Lord, who desired to us not only all of God's supernatural thoughts, his wisdom, but also understanding of those thoughts, counsels as to which thoughts are appropriate to our own situation. Supernatural strength to implement those thoughts in our life, personal experience, knowledge of seeing those thoughts manifest in our life action. And lastly, the ability to walk in the fear of the Lord and not in the fear of man by fleeing anything that would quench his Spirit in us. You know, these are some of the things of the sevenfold Spirit of God. The Spirit of the Lord is the supernatural power, the source that created God's thoughts in our hearts. Spirit of God is all of God's supernatural thoughts themselves. The Spirit of understanding is God's personal illumination of those thoughts. Spirit of counsel is God's personal instruction for godly choices. Spirit of strength is God's supernatural ability to perform those thoughts in our lives. And you know, we have the Spirit of knowledge. It's seeking God through manifestation in our life and action. And then we have the fear of the Lord. That is walking in God's love and truth, freeing anything that would cleanse his Spirit. We're talking today by operation of the mind of Christ in us, that we do have the mind of Christ within us. You know, first of all, we cannot possess the mind of Christ at all unless we have first the Spirit of God in our heart. When you think about that, you got to have God in your heart. The moment we ask Jesus to be our Savior, the Holy Spirit then comes in to our heart and to dwell permanently. This is the time God, Spirit, becomes the indwelling power source, energy source, or light source of our lives. Before we belong to God, before we have asked him into our heart, the Spirit of the Lord come alongside us and work with us, leading and guiding us to Christ. He convicts us of our sin, and then he reveals Christ as the answer. My. And then, you know, the next thing is there needs to be a time with the Spirit of God, that the light source is released from our heart to come out upon our lives for the sake of enlightening and empowering us. In Acts 2, it appears about God's Spirit coming upon them so that they may have power to become genuine witness of him. You know, this empowering of the Spirit is something called in the Bible the baptism of the Spirit. You know, I believe God intended these last two ministry of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Spirit, where he comes in us, and the empowering of the Spirit where he comes upon us, to happen spontaneously. You know, but for however many of us, this was not the case. If you're not sure that God's Spirit have come upon you, you need simply to ask God for his empowerment in your life. You'll know without this, Scripture tells us we will be lifeless, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. In other words, we'll be producing all of our spirituality out of our own human body and ability, and not God at all. Today, our tag words are wisdom, understanding, and strength. And as we talk about this today, the mind of Christ, just remember, you do have the mind of Christ. So we're going to play a song right now. I have a call coming in. Yes, we can't forget what God has done for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when you think about the mind of Christ in us, I also believe that the signs that we have empowered by God's Spirit is God, agape love, overflowing our lives. And 1 Corinthians 12:31 tell us that this is a much more excellent way. And when you think about this here, the fruits of the Spirit. You know, we still talking about the mind of Christ. You know, the fruits of the Spirit is love. God is love. Joy. He's all these things that I'm fixing to mention. He's peace. Long-suffering. He's gentleness. He has goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. You know, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflicted and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You'll find that in Galatians 5:22 and 25. You know, no one should ever need to ask us if we are Spirit-filled or not. Or our life action should be so loving, so empowered, and so full of wisdom that all the witness they need. God tell us to be a witness with our lives. Not simply witness with our mouth, but with our life every day. You don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's seeing you, who's saying something. See, somebody watching you because they want to pattern their life after you. They want to be able to do the thing because they see you walking in the newness of God. You have the mind of Christ. So we have to be careful what we say out of our mouth, what we do, because we're still in the service of the Lord. We don't know who are trying to imitate us or do something that they feel is Christ-like. We don't want anybody to be lost. We want everybody to come to repentance, to be saved. So we have to watch ourselves. We have to keep the mind of Christ going in us, no matter what. You know, finally, once the Spirit has been released from our heart out upon our soul, there should be a constant refilling of the Spirit each day, all day long, you know, to fill up a hollow, to be made complete. God, Holy Spirit, desire to continue refilling us as cleansing and empty vessel, thereby making us complete. Validate this when it said we are to be continuous filled with the Spirit. In other words, it's an ongoing process. The indwelling of the Spirit and empowerment by the Spirit are gifts from God and are free for the acts. And however, this continued refilling in our souls by the Holy Spirit, depending upon our own choices, moment by moment. You know, in other words, it's our own responsibility to remain an open, clean, and a yield vessel so that God's Spirit from our heart can continue us, fill us up. He letting us know we got to be open. We got to be clean on the inside. And we should be able to yield to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That way we can keep the mind of Christ in us. We can keep that flowing going throughout our lives. You know, one of the great examples of one who dramatically experienced firsthand what it means to have the Spirit of the Lord come alongside him, leading and guiding him to Christ. And we are talking about empower and fear was the Apostle Paul. And you all know about Paul. You know, a background Paul name before he became a believer was Saul. And Saul was a Roman citizen, a Jew and a Pharisee. He came from a wealthy and religious background, but he hated the Christian. We are first introduced to Saul at the martyrdom of Stephen, and he is thereafter mentioned many times in connection with the persecution of the church. He invaded Christian churches, tore Christians from their home, and by his own admission, persecuted them beyond measure. You'll find that in Galatians 1 and 13. You know, when you think about that, not only did Saul experience the Holy Spirit leading him to Christ, coming upon him and filling him, but he also experienced the importance of continuing being refilled with God's Spirit. My. You know, I was so excited as I reviewed, you know, this one, this here, these verses, as I read them to let you know that God can change you too if you don't have the mind of Christ. Start studying. Start reading the Word of God. Start memorizing Scripture. Start doing the things that will keep God in your mind, that going through your bloodstream, through your whole vein, talking about the indwelling and the empowering and the refilling. And the only way we're going to get the indwelling, the empowering and the refilling is by the Holy Spirit had become within us as Christian. You know, and that's a second blessed requirement for everyone. Can we walk in God's love and power? Yes, we can. He loved us, so we should be able to walk in God agape love and have power, discernment, dominion, authority. You know, if we have only just received the Spirit and not been baptized with the Spirit, is there a difference between receiving the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit? It's a choice, I'm glad you asked, to receive God's empowerment by faith. Or is there any experience required? And some people say, well, is tongue the only sign that we have been filled with the Spirit? Now, again, I am not an authority, but I believe much of the confusion occurred because of a misunderstanding in terminology. So in reviewing, God, the Holy Spirit, works with us to lead us to Christ. The Holy Spirit comes in us to indwell in us permanently. You know, God, the Holy Spirit, come upon us for a supernatural empowerment to be his witness. You can tell others. And it's a continual refilling us so that God's life can continue to flow from our heart into our lives, where others may see that we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to play one other song.
You can tell him.
You can tell him
how you All you have to do is humble yourself right now and just go.
Yes, at the altar, God will meet your needs. So today our topic has been the mind of Christ. I hope you have gotten something out of the topic today. We'll be back next week. And the closing of our segment is refilling of the spirit in our soul every day is our own responsibility. You need to be born again refers to receiving the spirit of God in our hearts. It's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Baptism of the Spirit refers to initial infilling of our souls with the Spirit of God for empowerment in order that we might be true witness of God. Refilling refers to the daily filling of our cleansing soul with God's life from our hearts, His love, His wisdom, and His power. This is the fullness of Christ experiencing His life in place of our own. Anointing refers to a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit for a specific task. You know, when you think about these things, think about how can I have the mind of Christ? And as you go through the scriptures from Corinthians, Isaiah that I give you, and all the way through, you'll read what the mind of Christ really is. And you do have the mind of Christ. And until next week, be blessed. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Hope to hear from you all next week. Bye-bye.